government in government, and that deserve to be handled by competent personnel who can go extra mile and fancy the chances of football development in Ghana. Sports Ministry is not an ordinary department for all manner of people. Okay, I think the president himself must listen to, you know, to experts in sports before appointing everybody as a sports minister. You know, okay, that's from Lampard in Akache. There's more on the sports ministry and how, you know, appointing a competent minister will help us. And also the thing about consistency and longevity. Herbert Mensah is joining me on the phone lines. Herbert, we were supposed to talk to you earlier. You're a bit busy, but better late than never. Welcome to the Sports Link.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Apologies for that. I was called by somebody a lot more powerful than myself. So
I don't want to reveal
that. Monkeys is by size. So.
Anyway, what do you make? What do you think was the cause of the reshuffling or the shuffling of the sports ministry there, the ministry now, the changes that we have now? Mahama Yaiga out, Dr. Mustafa Ahmed in.
Well, I can't tell what reasons His Excellency the President would have given for that. I think that for me it's a great, great relief. I think that just picking up the tail end of a few callers where they've talked about competency, it has always been my concern that we need to get the right people. First of all, understand the concept. They've got a very clear philosophy in terms of how we can engage and develop sports in the country, and then come out with something that can stand the test of time. I think simply appointing people because a case of musical chairs, people who clearly do not have the competence, was always going to lead to problems. And I think that the president, in making the change in sport, has saved himself an awful lot of embarrassment. Because to call a spade, the outgoing minister simply did not have the competency for the job in which he was put in. Now, the last few sports ministers, I've always made it a point to give them a call. I've tried with the incoming today. I couldn't get through it. I will do exactly the same. I don't care which side of the political divide you are. I will give a call and see if I can be of assistance. And I've done it. I did it with Ayaga, I've done it with Manjaka, I've done it with previous ones, because I've recognized that the appointments are political, not based on competency. I realize that there are different reasons. There's nothing in their utterances to suggest that either they have an understanding of how we can develop it from the grassroots to the top, how we can manage the ministry and the personnel within it, and how we can manage the expectations of the nation at large. I'm certainly not the oracle, so there's no reason for them to want to deal with me. But once I've seen them going in the directions in which they've gone, then I found it very, very sad, because when you know, and the Ghanaian people know, that the person being appointed is not the right person for the job, and so, then they succeed and show that they are not, so, that is where I have a greater problem.
So you think Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, it's not right for the job?
No, I'm not saying that. I don't know.
Okay.
I only heard today that he was appointed. I do not know his background. I just say at the end of the day, you will not go to an engineer for a medical problem. You will not go to a doctor to fix your car. I think when people take certain jobs and just think it is a job that anybody can do, that is where we start to have the problem.
Okay, so Herbert, who is supposed to be a sports minister?
Well, I think that the question of political appointee in general comes into question. We do not at the moment have enough people who have a sense of e-public servitude or really a greater understanding of what the portfolio holds. Listen, I never studied football administration to become a football administrator. But as a businessman and an administrator of business, it was not difficult to understand that in order to attract capital into the game, or first of all to understand, without money, you cannot run it. And therefore, how do you change a sector or a family or an institution into one that can generate funds over and beyond that of people giving money because you have begged or somebody's allocated part of the budget to yourself? What are the challenges? And I think that if you became a minister of sport or a minister of anything else, but let's talk about sports here, and you know that for the greater vision, you require, say, 100 cities to run it. and your budgeted figure is 20 cedis, and your carryovers from previous years is minus 40, you really need to get a little bit smart. You really need to understand what it represents, how you can marry yourself to greater capital, how you can position yourself, and then what really is achievable over a period of time. Your vision may take 10 years. You may have to go back and sell it to the opposition, to the government, so that it's a blueprint. For example, I talk often about the French pyramid system, which I love so much, or Sports Australia, which I also love, professional sports in America and how it's tied down to specific rules and regulations that encourage marketing and bring money back into it. There are lots of different areas that I think that certainly if I was in the seat, I'd have a very clear idea of how to develop sports from a minority level, from a younger people's level, right the way up to the top beyond football, so I think there are many, many, many things. And I haven't really heard or seen that in previous past appointments, which is why I try to call them and say, listen, this is the job at large. We need to sit down and really talk. Not just me, but lots of people, brighter and smarter than myself.
So what should Dr. Mustafa Ahmed do? You're also chairman of the Rugby Association. What should he do?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to listen to him. Listen to him and see what is his understanding of what the job entails. See whether he's really ready to reach out and learn from what he does not know, i.e. minority sports, the development of football itself, other areas of recreation, Medicare, infrastructure support, the development of public areas for sports, the development. It goes on and on and on. I would presume he must have sat down with His Excellency the President and said to His Excellency, this is my vision and this is why I should be given the job. And if he'd done that, I would love him to impart some of it to ourselves. Then we would be more than happy to sit down and say, let us now sit down and look, the Ministry of Youth and Sports claims that it gives every minority sports 100,000 cedis a year, that's all. Now, my records show that for the last 5 years plus, or perhaps forever, no money has ever been given. So what really is the story, first and foremost? If people are running minority sports using their own money, that the Ministry of Youth and Sports claims to be given money, which is a lie, what really is the situation? Honourable Minister, you're new. Give us the bottom line on this. Then we can begin to understand that this group we haven't given you, we said we've given you, we've allocated the money to football, or we said it to get PR points when it was not true. Whatever be the case. Then his response will tell us how serious he is about youth development within sports in the country in general. Then we can say it's too small, we should do this, we should do that, or whatever it may be.
Okay.
If we get the kind of response that we get that the previous minister gave, that minority people involved in minority sports don't give them the budget, which is a lie. Everybody involved, or the majority of those in minority sports, comes for assistance for visa purposes. That is an insult. Then we will know that, again, he's as incompetent as his predecessor.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's, I think, the most important thing to understand, what did he tell His Excellency the President before he was appointed the minister? That vision is very important for the people of Ghana. Because I know His Excellency the President, John Dramani Mahama, is a smart guy. He's a very sharp guy. And he will not simply appoint somebody because he likes the look of his face. He must have sat down and said to His Excellency, I can change the image of the youth in Ghana, the development of the youth in Ghana, get them off the streets in Ghana. I understand that not every Ghanaian is the same height, same weight, and therefore not interested in football or hockey or something else, has something else to offer. And I think I can tackle it to the benefit of Mother Ghana, to the benefit of my political party in this way or that way. And that is the answer I need.
Okay.
Minister.
Okay. I don't know if I've asked you this question in a private conversation. Do you fancy becoming sports minister, Herbert?
The answer is no, but who would have the courage to employ somebody with a mind of his own?
why do you have
in Ghana today? If we did, Ibrahim, we would not have most of the appointees that we have.
Why do you think people or authority or those in authority are quote unquote scared of appointing Herbert?
Well, either that or they set the criteria and the bar very low. It's one or the other, and unfortunately, with a lot of appointees we have, the bar has been set very incredibly low. So therefore, when it is we fail, we accept it. long as there's something that is done that is wrong, we simply accept it. And I think that when you have a situation that we have, where the last ministers called a meeting of the best, most renowned football administrators in Ghana, and I was notably absent because my name was omitted. Then you know there's something wrong there. Then there was no engagement at any level about the development of our game.
Okay, Herbert, do you care about football now? I mean, local football.
Oh, absolutely.
Kotoko has are in Africa. Kotoko and has a Fuka in Africa, Herbert. Do you know about that? Do you know about it?
I do, yes. But I say good luck. I believe that going to Algeria eventually is going to be a very tough sell. But I think that the two clubs themselves represent the core of football in Ghana, as Celtic and MJDA South. So it's very important that the custodians of these two great teams, change their approach, start seeing the stadiums, get a level of competency and confidence back among the people, and help to re-establish the domestic game and get things back on track.
Now, from what we have now and from what you left off, it looks like you are the Messiah.
No, there's only one Messiah in the Bible. I think that everybody has a different approach.
Figuratively.
Everybody has a different approach to how they see the administration of a game. What happens to us with the club not being able to even represent itself in a domestic league match. The most important thing was to develop and bring money back into the club. And the only way you can do that is to change the image of the club, the perception of the club, the people who run the club. So when you go to big business, they can tell you, no, we are giving money to Miss Ghana, Miss Malaika, to whatever it may be. You have to show them a front that if they invest in with you and in your sector, it will help market and sell and position their own product.
Okay.
So, you do that, then you have to sell the stadium on one hand, market out to the business community on the other. So how you position yourself ultimately is what gets you through.
Okay, thank you.
What other people do, I can't say.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm former chief executive of Kumasi Asante Kotoko and also now chairman of the Rugby Association in Ghana, Herbert Mensah, for sharing your thoughts there on the new or the changes at the sports ministry and then on Kotoko and House of Fuka in Africa. We do appreciate your time, Herbert.
Thank you. If I can just finish off and say everybody should really open the door and welcome in the new minister. It's very important that we give as much encouragement as possible until he shows that he's better or he does not understand it.
Okay, thank you very much. Well appreciated. Let's get back to the studios now.